Well, sir, it's about the middle of the afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. Victor Gook all by himself. Until a moment or so ago, Vic was at the library table concentrating on a special piece of work brought home from the office. But now he's responding to the telephones a lot. Listen.
Well, I hope, Sadie, you didn't call me up to drag me away from my work just to see how I was getting along. Well, I'm getting along rotten, thanks. Oh, I got off on the wrong foot by adding up a column of figures carelessly. Then I idiotically misplaced a decimal point, and my fountain pen went on the blink and had to be fixed. Huh? Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, why are you calling, kiddo? Miss Trogle? No, she didn't. The landlord's half-wit daughter, Beulah, called up, though. I don't know what in thunder she wanted. Her business was with you. But the numbskull woman was in a mood to chat. No, Russell's not home, and he won't be home. I give him strict orders not to put in an appearance until 5 o'clock. Yeah. Okay, kiddo. Yeah, see you later. You bet, Dr. Sleech. So long. Oh, my.
Oh, show!
Baby!
Oh,
no.
In the living room, Harley! Baby!
No.
Upstairs, Harley? Who's home? The back door's unlocked, and Gumpox tells me he saw somebody come in the kitchen.
Oh, why, hello, Uncle Fetchy.
Is that you, Vic?
Yes, how are you?
Why didn't you answer me?
The telephone jingle.
Why didn't you answer me when I hollered?
Oh, were you hollering?
You appreciate a holler. I hollered 3 or 4
times.
Well,
just a second. Let's see who's on the telephone.
Well, doggone half-foot well, there had to be somebody home. Gumpox seen somebody.
Let's see who's on the telephone.
Somebody home.
We'll just see who's on the telephone.
There's somebody.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Russell. No, Mom is not here. She's downtown shopping, as you ought to very well remember. Huh? Well, of course she interrupted me. Where's your head, Marjorie? You know I got a special job of office work to do. You know that... Well, yes, let's do hang up. Okay, Market Basket. Yeah. I'll see you then, Tongue Crab. So long.
Hung up the receiver, did you, Vic?
Yeah, I...
That's the way. Include your telephone conversation and then hang up the receiver. It's a little rule I've always followed. Some fellas, you know, they get careless.
You taking off your shoes, Uncle Fletcher?
Shoes? Walter's shoes, the painter? Yes, Walter's an example. Walter's careless. I've known Walter to
What are you taking your shoes off for?
Oh, these. No, I thought you had reference to Walter's shoes.
Look, Uncle Fletcher, I don't want you to think that I'm an old fuss or a crabby curmudgeon, but the fact of the matter is...
Yes. No, I'll tell you why I'm taking the shoes off. I walked up that alley just now, and I picked up considerable gravel, ashes, rocks, and cinders. The fellow will do that.
Give me 3 seconds of your time, Uncle Fletcher. On this library table here, you see a batch of documents representing...
The fellow will do that, especially if he's anything like me. You see, I only lace my shoes halfway up.
Uh-huh.
The fellow only laces his shoes halfway up, and the gravel, ashes, rocks, and dirt swarm in through the gaps.
Uh-huh.
Sadie figured that out the other day.
Did she?
Uncle Fletcher, she says, no wonder you pick up trash and rubbish in your shoes. You only lace them halfway up.
Yeah.
Sadie's got bright eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Sadie knows a thing or two.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time when Sadie was a little girl, her and Bessie had a quarrel over a doll. Well, sir, of course, Sadie was the older of the two and was able to... Something in your tooth, Vic?
No.
You're chomping your jaws together funny.
Mm-hmm. Am I? Well, I'm afraid I'll perhaps be a trifle impatient. The fact of the matter is, Uncle Fetcher, I brought home an especially important job from the office, and I...
Thunder, Vic, I bet I horned right in and threw you off on the track.
Oh, no harm done, no harm done, only...
I might have known you were occupied with something, being home this time of the afternoon.
Yeah,
where was my numbskull here?
Oh, well.
Was that why you didn't answer when I hollered?
How do you mean?
When I come in the house a month ago, you didn't answer me when I hollered. Did you figure you'd lay low?
Oh, Uncle Fletcher, I hope you don't. See, I wonder if I was concentrating so hard on my work.
Telephone's ringing.
No, that's the doorbell. Kitchen. I'll trot out and see who's...
There's a telephone.
Oh, yeah, there's a telephone.
I'll answer it.
Well, why don't you go and see who's at the door?
Fine. Glad to. That won't hurt my phone around.
Hello? Hello, Sade.
Thought you'd call me up on the telephone again, did you?
No, I'm not sore.
A meat grinder? Yeah, it's out there. I saw it.
Uh-huh. On the wash bench.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, the back door bell just rung, so I expect that's young Willis now. Uncle Fletcher's answering it.
Sure, he's here. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not sore. As a matter of fact, I'm feeling a little foolish.
Well, Uncle Fletcher walked in the kitchen and hollered, and I laid low and didn't answer, and he continued on through the dining room. And
sure, he got me. Well, I felt like 30 cents.
No, I'm going to let the darn job go till this evening after supper.
Sure. Yeah. Well, okay, kiddo. You bet. Sure thing. Sit along.
That was young Willis Rohrbach, Vic.
Yeah, I imagine it was.
He stopped past to pick up a meat grinder.
Find it on that back porch, all right?
Yes.
That's good.
I'll put my shoes on, Vic, and vamoose.
No, not at all.
I should have knew better.
Sit down.
I guess I had bats in my belfry. It never hit me to stop and consider you wouldn't be home at this time of the afternoon.
I'm letting my work go for a while, Uncle Fletcher.
How'd I get this knot in my shoestring? Thunder, I only...
Oh, heck with the knot. I'm right on the knot. Forget the knot. Let's lean back and have a good old chat.
You see...
No, I mean that. Here, I'll take my shoes off, too.
Have a chat.
Sure.
Got something in your shoe, are they, Vic?
No, I just want to be comfortable.
I did stop past with the idea, more or less, of taking up a matter that concerns you, Vic.
Huh?
I never imagined you'd be at home, and I thought I'd talk it over with Sadie.
Talk it over with me. Talk it over with me.
Well, Vic, I want to thank you.
Yeah?
I expect you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I haven't the slightest idea.
Annual garbage wagon pass.
Huh?
I received in the mail today, Vic, an annual garbage wagon pass.
What's that?
It's a pass that entitles me to ride on Gumpox's garbage wagon anytime I feel like it.
Yeah?
The pass was authorized by the mayor of the city.
Yeah?
Mary Greacham himself signed it.
Well, Uncle Fletcher, I'm in the dark, I'm
afraid. Against city regulations. I expect you know for anybody besides city employees to ride on city garbage wagons.
Yes, I believe I remember hearing you talk about this.
The mayor of the city, Mary Greacham, took the trouble to send me an annual garbage pass, which permits me to hop on Gumpox's garbage wagon anytime I choose.
Oh, say, that was darn nice of him.
Yes, wasn't it?
How do you mean?
I guess it's no mystery who put Mary up to sending me that pass.
Well, who did? Huh? Oh, hey, you think I put him up there? Well,
no.
I didn't.
Oh.
No, Uncle Fletcher, really. Thunder, I never even heard of a garbage wagon pass before.
All right, Vic. Leave her like that. But thanks anyhow.
Well, Uncle Fletcher, I wish I had done you this favor, but since I haven't, I won't take the credit.
Maybe you and Mary Greacham ain't their old arms around the neck chum.
Well, we're certainly not that. I admire the mayor and am gratified by our friendly relations, but I could hardly claim that we're intimate pals or
anything. That's the truth, aren't you, Vic?
Well, that's the truth. I hope I may fall over stone dead this exact second.
Well, why would Mary mail me that pass?
I bet it's like this. I bet he's noticed how often you ride around with Gumpox on the garbage wagon and how willing you are to help him with his work without any pay.
No.
Well, I bet that's the truth. I bet a dime it's the truth.
No, Vic. Mary Greacham wouldn't do that.
Okay. Suit yourself. Only I'm satisfied. Uncle Fletcher.
Yes, Vic, honey?
I hope you won't think anything more of my not answering when you holler.
Forget it.
I will. It's
forgotten.
Pleasant sitting here this winter afternoon with our shoes off, huh?
Glorious. Just glorious.
Uncle Fletcher.
Yes, Vic, honey?
Let's pop some popcorn.